Jai Siddhama, everyone. This is Sadhvi Siddhali Shri here with my spiritual teacher and guru, Acharya Shri Yogish, for the 2023 Pariyushan series of Acharya Shri's podcast. Acharya Shri is a respected enlightened one who has helped thousands of souls progress on their spiritual path and totally transform. Pariyushan is an 8-day celebration of the soul dedicated to reflection, fasting, and spiritual learning. Welcome to all of our new listeners, and thank you for tuning in.
Pariyushan Parv, the purest spiritual celebration. 7th day today. And every day is a something special message for it. Like I mentioned, if we have a 7 fear in our life, if we can remove all fear from the life, your life will be totally different. Amazing. But because of the fears, we cannot do what we want to do. Because fear is on the way, always. We don't accept the challenges because of fear that I will be failed. They will not start. Fear, big blockages in your life. Anything you want to be, or anybody you want to be, or what you want to be in your life, fear is the biggest thing. It blocks you a lot. We are so afraid. One person, he did a lot of tapasya. It is known that he went to the heaven. He met God there. The story tells it. And he complained to the God that what kind of God are you? Look, when there is no need of rain, you pour so much rain, flooded everywhere. When we need, you don't give it. If you make me a God, I know how to control the world, the whole universe. He said, okay, I will make you for 1 year. You do whatever you want to do. The story that he had all control. He make the rain when it is needed. And on time, all spring, autumn, everything on time. And the harvest was amazing that year. It was like green, tall. Everywhere was blossoming. But when it was the harvest time to ripe, when they start cutting the harvest, inside there was no seeds. They look so beautiful. Everything, the fruits, doesn't have any sweetness in it. He got confused that I did perfectly all right. Because when time was for the rain, I did rain. When time was for the sun, I did sunlight. But why it is not? People will starve now. Everything was perfect. What happened? That God answered to him. That you did everything perfect. But you didn't give them a challenge. No heavy wind, no hailstorms, so they can fight. The harvest, the trees, their branches can be broken. So they know how much strength they have. Their roots, they will get stronger. But you didn't give any challenges to them. So that's why we don't have to be afraid of struggle in your life. It can be many kind of struggle. But if we become afraid of struggle, we are not going to go forward. Everywhere is greenery, everywhere is easy, and nothing charm in it. It has to be a struggle in your life. If it is not a struggle, everything is easy, it is not a joyful. You want to enjoy, accept the struggle. Struggle makes you stronger. Don't be afraid of struggle. This is the biggest fear we have. Oh, we will be failed. We will not take the step forward. Unless you take the step, you will not arrive. You will not reach your goal. There are people like that. There is a very old book in Sanskrit written that there are people who are very lowest kind of people. They don't start any business or any work because prarabhyatena vighan bhayena niche, they said. They don't start even that there will be lot of troubles on the way, lot of obstacles on the way. They don't start in. Prarabhya vikna vihita viramanti madhya. But there are other kind of people who are the medium kind of people. Prarabhya vikna vihita. When they started, somehow they started it. And when they start, vigna vihita, the obstacle will come on the way, no matter what. Trouble will. They are around you. Vigna vihita viramanti madhya. They also drop it. Because there are a lot of troubles. And they start it, they stop it. Right? But the best people on the earth, that the struggle, the trouble, difficulties, they are hit again and again and again with it. Prarabhya. When they started it, they never stop it. They are the best people. So they face the trouble. Accept it. Accept the challenges. That is the way. If you want to make your journey forward, that's what you need to learn. I heard that the White House, they wanted to paint it, remodel it. And the US president, they invited the few contractors. One contractor was from China, one was from Europe, one was from Pakistan. They asked, what is your estimate? Chinese contractor was invited first. That my contract, my estimate will be $3 million. Okay. European contractor. My estimate will be around $7 million. Pakistani contractor. He said, my estimate will be $10 million. They invited separately. Explain me why you are asking $3 million. That $1 million for the paint material. 1 million for the labor and 1 million my labor. I will make it. That's okay, that's good. Ask the European, why you are asking 7 million? That 2 million for the material and 3 millions for the labor and 2 millions I will make. Okay, perfect. Pakistani contracts, that why you are asking 10 million? That 4 million for you, 3 million for me, and 3 million I will hire Chinese people. He hired the Pakistani contractors. 10 million. That's the way politics goes on. And in politics, people get involved and they make money. Because if somebody giving you 4 million, right? They will hire Chinese anyway. But I will hire Chinese. But he got hired. You never know, that's what it is, what the life is. Life goes on and on and on. No struggle. Easy money, they want to make it. But without struggle, I am telling you, it's not enjoyable money. I guarantee you, parents give children a lot of money. And they do it. They spend it. But when they begin to earn their own money and they go in anywhere on the trip or restaurant, they eat it and they have to give their own money, that time really they enjoy it because they earn it with their own effort, their own labor, their own difficulties, lot of trouble. They have to work hard. By working hard, if you spend even a little bit, then it is enjoyable. Struggle is very important in our life. So seventh day Paryushan 8 shows, don't be afraid. Whoever is afraid, he cannot go forward, cannot move forward. I am also talking about the meditation. Meditation continue. There is many ways to meditate, but the biggest block is our on the path of the meditation is a mind. And the mind is the biggest storage. And that storage has a lot of things, negative, positive information. It's not ending. There is so much, infinite. That's why till you empty that storage, you cannot get who you are. You will never going to know who you are because you will going to move into that information because storage is full. It is like a computer. Too much information, you cannot save anything further. Right? What you have to do, if you want to save something good stuff, you have to empty it. Then what you empty first? Do you empty good information? No. You will think, oh, this is useless. You begin to delete those information. That's what people do. That's what I suggest people, that first Think about it, your negative thoughts. Think about it, what you don't need it. Think about it, what is not valuable for you. So you begin to delete those things. Anger, do you like anger? No, nobody likes anger. But then work on that. Do you like to be egoistic? People will, sooner or later, they will find out, oh, he's very egoistic, their friendship, their everything will going to be ruined. People will not like it after a while. So work on that. If you deceive everyone, then when they find out, they are in trouble. If you are too much greedy, nobody is going to like you. So work on that. This storage is so big storage, but you need to delete first or work on first which is not useful to you, which is giving you more trouble. But there are so many other blockages. There are at least 25 blockages. It's always on your way. It is written in the scripture. Mood trayam madas chasto tatha anayatana nishat ashto shankadayas cheti drig dosha pancha vinshati. There are 25 blockages on your way. And that's why you cannot really go deep into meditative state. You can go if those blockages are not there. First is mood trayam, three kind of ignorance. Three kind of ignorance are everywhere, you will see. People will go, which is, people will go those kind of temple, those kind of churches. They don't really teach the real thing. Like you go sometime the church or temple, tongue twisters, they speak in different language, right? And they, people think, oh, somebody enter. Somebody, a spirit enter into their body, they are talking about it. Hey, you need a little practice. So, you can start speaking it. This is called ignorant. Then don't get trapped into it. Many people, they think, oh, spirit enter into it, whatever they will say now, it will be right. It will be useful to me. And people are attracted to those kind of rituals. But it is called the biggest ignorance. Hey, what they will do for you? They cannot remove your obstacles. No, they cannot take anything away from you. And they cannot give you unless it is in your luck. So why to depend on them? Right? But there are in the world, if you will go, everywhere is something. Lok Murta, second, that in this universe there is a lot of ignorance going on. What we're supposed to do, we don't do it. What we're not supposed to do, we keep doing it. We know it, that the more we drink alcohol or too much caffeine, it is not good for your heart and brain also. But we still keep doing it. We know that too much sugar eating is not good for your pancreas, but we still keep eating it. This is ignorance. We know it, it will going to create trouble. But the person who knows and doing it by knowing, that is the greatest ignorance. If person doesn't know it, it is a different story. They know it. It is all information available on the social media now. You can learn. There is no now excuse that I didn't get that kind of book to read. No, it is everywhere available, all the information. So, that is called Lok Murta. Second, third is Samay Murta, that we, time. We don't understand that we are wasting our time. And once it is wasted, it never comes back. Jaja vachai raini naisa padi niyatai. The night and day which is all gone, they are gone forever. They don't come back. Ahammam hukun manasya aphala janti raino. The person who is on the wrong path in ignorance, moving everywhere, that their day and night is useless. But jaja vachai raini naisa padi niyatai. The day and night which are gone is gone, but dhammam hukun manasya, the person who is putting effort towards meditation to know yourself, to know himself, herself, everything, know thyself, safla janti raino, their day and night, they are very successful. Why? Because they are trying to do something, to know themselves. And the biggest knowledge is, the biggest thing is, if you put all the efforts to know yourself. I am not saying not to put efforts to earn money. You need to survive in the society. But same time, if you forget the real purpose of your life, then all day and night they will be useless. I mentioned sometime that there was a king, Yayati. He has 100 sons, not only one or two. The Yama, the death, knock his door. He said, hey, it is your time to go. He start crying like a baby. Please don't take me. Please don't take me. I want to enjoy my... I have a big kingdom, but I want to enjoy a little more. Can you give me a little more time? He start begging to the death. Say, hey, I cannot give you more time. But there is a one way. If any one of your children, they give your age to you. He called all 100 sons. Out of 199, they said, no, we cannot give our age. We didn't enjoy anything. At least you enjoyed 100 years. But youngest son was very wise. He said, I want to give my whole age to my father. He said, okay. That's fine. He remained 100 more years. Yayati. And when he remained 100 years, he did whatever he's supposed to do. But 100 years is not enough. It spent, it went so quickly. Yama, death was again. He started crying again, begging again. Another son was very compassionate. He gave his age to him. He became alive thousands of years. It is known. Yayati. But when the death came, no one was there to give him more time. Then he has to go. Yayati has to go. But he said thousands of years for him, it was not enough. Why? Because we think we will do, we will finish our task, we will finish our job, we will enjoy this. No, even 10,000 of years is not enough. In the heavenly planet, there are millions years age, according to our counting here. But they are too much into luxuries. Too much into luxuries. Every single moment is a different moment for them and enjoyable. And they don't know how many million years pass so quickly. Because when everywhere is sukha, everywhere is no suffering at all, no pain at all, the time passes so quickly. It is saying that when a person goes to heaven, that person is born within 48 minutes. There is no like a womb, like human. And they are bringing that system on earth right now. They developed already. They will not be born into the womb anymore. They will increase the same system like heavenly system. Heavenly planet, they don't have to go through this painful being born to pass. It is so much difficult. Now they are making the artificial womb. And they will put the one sperm and one egg. And one cell will grow there. And one cell is already technology. They experimented it. But government will not allow it. And it will be totally transparent. It's like a glass. You can see it's growing. Multiple cells begin to grow and begin to get the shape. And you can see they will be changing that how you want your baby to look. What kind of eyes? Green? Or black? Or brown? Whatever. Or hair? What kind of hair you want? They have all settled already. And time will come, maybe not in our race. In the near future, they are going to. It will be, in one hospital will be maybe thousands artificial womb. And you can go look at it. If you want to change it, they will change it. When it is born, but the person in heavenly planet, they have an avadhi gnan. Avadhi gnan means they have a limited knowledge. They can see it. We can see, our eyes can see also millions of miles. But heavenly being, they can see even more. And they are attached to their old family. As soon as they are born, they see where I am coming from. Oh, my family, they are in pain. Let's go. That I am in heaven. It's beautiful there. I will go and tell them. The family where he is born or she is born in heaven. They say, hey, what you will tell your family what heaven looks like? We'll show you one movie at least. Then you can go. And tell, okay, according to our earth, movies maybe maximum 2 hours, max 3 hours, not more than that. He said 2-3 hours is fine. Accepted, they begin to watch the movie. But heavenly movie is not 2-3 hours, hours. Their 2-3 hours are too long. Thousands of years passes. One movie is not finished yet. And they are so interesting. You cannot move your eyes because heavenly people, they don't eat. Their body is not like our body. they need only fragrance. That's it. And then they are satisfied with it. When movie is over, now you can go to meet your family. Now we sing where my family is 1,000 years past. That's why no heavenly being comes back. Even they want to come back, but they get trapped into the watching the one movie. And that's it. After that, their family is lost. They don't know where they are now, to whom to tell. So that's why they don't come. So this time, don't waste your time. The good timing passes so quickly. Bad timing is like a hell. It's even 12 hours to pass is very difficult. When everywhere, very much pain. Somebody has a sickness. It's like suffering too much. Painful. Body cannot move. Very pain in the body. And even few hours to... But they have to go through 1 day, 2 days, month, years. Sometimes they don't die and it is... Pain doesn't go away. No matter, painkiller doesn't work on them. Their karma is like that. Sometimes antibiotic works, sometimes they don't work. So pain doesn't go away. And the time becomes like a long time. Even one night becomes like a 1 year. When everything is happy around, it years goes like a one night. So don't waste your time. That is the, if people are wasting their time, that is the biggest ignorance. That is the, these are the blockages in your life. First one. Second blockage is madascha ashtau. Eight kind of mada. Mada means ego. Mada means ahankar. Mada means abhiman. It is eight kind of ego. What is eight kind of ego? First ego is kul abhiman. The I am born in the best dynasty. Many people, they are egoistic. I am born in that dynasty. I have met people. I think that I am connected with Jesus. I think Jesus was crucified. He didn't have children, according to many stories. How can you belong to Jesus? Right? But people are people. Many people, they are so egoistic that I am on that dynasty, my blood is same. Hey, if your blood is same or not same, right? Why you be egoistic about that? Because you are born in that dynasty or you are born in this dynasty, everybody is going to die. Do it. Remove this ego. Ego is the biggest blockages. All egos. But I am going to categorize them eight kind of. First is dynasty. What kind of family you are born. Second is jati. Jati is, are you born in the rich family? Are you born in the poor family? Are you born into the people they don't consider you? Are you born in Africa? Are you born in America? Are you born in India, China, everywhere? So, they begin to think, oh, they are the best one, right? No matter where you are born, which country you are born, which family you are born, you born a poor family or rich family, everybody is going to die. And many people, they make a big ego about it. Right? Even they are born in the poor family. Oh no, our scientifically proven now, our DNA matches to our prophet. Right? Hey, if it matches, what? You are poor. You are hand to mouth. Why to be egoistic? But no, they want to be. Then Balmad. Balmad is many people, they think, I am the strongest one. I am very powerful. I am very strong. And they begin to be egoistic about it. But, you know, no matter how much strong you are, one day, you know, everybody loses their strength. When the age, little by little, you become young, you become going towards becoming older. No matter how much your body has strength, or how much your family has strength, or how much power you hold, you will lose one day, no matter what. So the Balmat, never, never be egoistic about your strength. Now, use it in the... Many people, they are very egoistic. Fourth mud is Roop. That I am very beautiful. I am very handsome. I am... And they do it. It is a one king was known to be very handsome, very beautiful. But when little bit click happened, you never know what is going to happen next moment. Even the heavenly planet, the king of the heaven, he appreciates his beauty. And the few heavenly planet being, they say, hey, how can it be so beautiful? We are the only beautiful in the heaven. But I will go to check. He was doing in his garden early morning, they were massaging him, totally naked body. When he saw, he changes his, the angel, he came, he made some kind of different body, a regular person. And they say, I came from far away to see your beauty. When he saw in the garden, totally, oh, so beautiful. Our king was telling right. So he sent the message that I want to see the king. He went, that, where are you coming from? King asked, I am coming from far away. That, take care of him. You didn't see my beauty yet. When I will take shower, put my dress, put my all ornaments, right? Then you come. Where? In my court. He didn't know that who he is. He looks like a simple person. He said, okay, sir, I will come. They brought him there. When he was ready for it, he was sitting on his chair, royal chair, in the court with crown and royal dress, everything like a king, all jewelry. When he came, he saw him. He said, he's not the same anymore. When I saw you in the garden, you were the most beautiful. And he revealed himself, I am not a human. I am coming from the heaven. Because my king in the heaven, they appreciate your beauty. He prays everywhere. That is nothing now. You were so beautiful that time. But now, then what are you talking about? Talking about go look at into the mirror. You're inside so many bacteria being born. And after a while, it is going to ooze your body. I see it. He went there, he couldn't believe. His skin began to become different. He touches his skin, it's like a full of mess inside. Pain began to start. After a while, his body began to ooze. A sickness broke something in it. It is a real incident happened. The king said, wow, he changes everything. Rupmat, you never be egoistic about how you look like. Your beauty is not forever. Everybody is decay. The body is decay too. You know? And he said that, okay, whatever happened before I lose this body, he just decided to quit the kingdom. And he became a monk. And he did lot of tapasya, lot of tapa. He decided, I am going to eat after 4 days. My body is going to die anyway. I am sick. And he started. After a few years, the king who were praising him, he is the most beautiful on the earth, right? He came to visit him. And he said that I can make your body again same beautiful. Right? You don't have to do lot of tapasya, this and that. That who are you? Tell me first. I am Indra, king of the heaven. That I was suffering since 50 years. Where were you? That time, your karma was so aggressive. They were so powerful. I couldn't take them away. That why you are here now? That your karma is over. That if your karma is over, what is your need now? He spit on his hand. And he put all over his body. He became like again so beautiful. Angels, they don't give you unless you have in your luck. Right? After 50 years, the heavenly king comes to him because his karma is over. They cannot take away anything from you. No matter it is suffering, no matter it is, they cannot give you good stuff. Why we are into it? Why we be so ego about the anything I am talking? But this is Rupmat. It really happened to one king. Then there is another kind of egoistic when people get always profit, profit, profit. Everywhere they are getting profit. And they become rich. When everything is and they make millions, billions, right? And sometimes they become so egoistic, I am the richest one in the world. Hey, this profit, this benefit, whatever it is because of your luck, but the people become so egoistic. And that is called, this is the biggest blockage. Love. Profit is good, but when it is, it becomes too much, I can tell you, the person who doesn't have even $1,000, they begin to think, if I will work hard, I am going to make $10,000. And they work day and night, they make $10,000. When they earn $10,000 saving, they say, I will work hard that I am going to make even more, $100,000. It never ends. You even make $1,000,000, it never going to end. $1,000,000, they want to be billionaires. Billionaire, they want to be trillionaires. They never going to satisfy. So stop somewhere. It is saying, jaha laho, taha loho. The more we get it, the more we get greedy. And that greediness will never going to end. And next one is vaibhav. Vaibhav means all your belonging, big palaces, big buildings, big these things. And people get, hey, look what I have. Look what I have. Hey, this everything what belongs to you, it is going to be here. You cannot take with you. This is called vaibhav mad. Whatever you have, don't be egoistic about it. It doesn't go with you. Nothing can go with you. Actually, you cannot take anything. One time we wrote in the Facebook that in the body, when the dead body is in the coffin, remember, coffin doesn't have a pocket to carry any diamonds or any riches. It's all empty. So it is good way not to be egoistic about your belongings, whatever you have. But the biggest blockage is because now person is into it and they forget what is their real purpose was. Then there is a tap mada. Tap. Tap means fasting. Austerity. That I will fast that much, nobody can fast like me. And there is a competition going on in India sometimes. Oh, he did 2 months, I am going to do 3 months. That is called tapamata. Hey, you are going to ruin your body. You don't be egoistic at that, I am going to do it. I am going to give you one example of this. And that temple is coming in over this Siddhayatan Tirth. You heard about the Princess Malli. Princess Malli, it is known that according to Jain system, all the Tirthankaras, they are born as a male. But in this time, this period of time, 19th Tirthankara, she was female. It is story behind it. How a female become a Tirthankara? In Jain religion, there is a system that everybody can get enlightened. No problem. But there is a system also, Tirthankara has to, because this is very difficult. They have to go through in very difficult way. So they think the man has little more strength to do it. Right? One guy, he was boasting that, hey, not a single lady, usually, they die by heart attack. Because they have more patience, they have more tolerance, they have more thing. But there are exceptions, they die by heart attack too. But mostly men die by heart attack. Most of male, because one guy was boasting, why we die by heart attack? Because we have a heart. It means female, they don't have a heart. He was boasting himself. Oh, we have a heart. That's why we die by heart attack. So the Tapa mother, I am fasting so much. How she became a Tirthankar? Let me start her life story. She was born in Mahavideh. Mahavideh is another kind of galaxy in this universe. We live in this galaxy, she was not in this galaxy. It's a Mahavideh, name of the earth, Mahavideh. Mahavideh is a very, time moves there differently. There is less suffering, more sukha, more. But there is sufferings too. In Mahavideh Kshetra, it is a Salilavati was the continent, and there was Koshvita. Now, Vidshoka was the city. There was a king. King's name was Bal. And his wife, Dharini. And there was, when she got pregnant, she saw a lion in her dream. And she have a baby boy. They gave the baby boy's name Mahabala. Mahabala, strongest one. When the Mahabala became young, his father, Bala, he began to think that the age, never know when it is going to be gone. He heard one monk's spiritual discourse, his name was Dharma Ghosha, and he became so much allergic of that he gave the kingdom to his young prince, Mahabala, and he renounced the kingdom. Now Mahabala is, begin to rule over the kingdom. And when Mahabala was ruling over, he got young, he got married, and he has a beautiful son. His name was Balbhadra. Balbhadra became a king. Mahabala also renounced the kingdom, and he wanted to do his own sadhana, his own karma, he wanted to finish. Now the Balbhadra became a Raj. King. When Balbhadra became a king, there were six more his childhood friends. Six childhood friends. Their name also we can tell you. Vachal, Dharan, Puran, Vasu. They were all childhood friends. And childhood friends, when they will play together, all seven, they were born into the rich families in the same kingdom. And they were childhood friends, even though he became a king. But when one day they were playing, and they say, no matter good time or bad time, we will be together forever. We will not leave each other's. Bad timing or good timing. and they become, and we will do everything together. Then time passes, they become young, married, having children. One day they heard a special monk discourse and they decided to renounce the kingdom, all of them, seven of them. When they became a monk, all of seven, they decided, because they went through all luxuries already, all riches already. When somebody went through already, they're not into it anymore. They started doing a lot of fasting to burn their all karma. And of course, the king, he was the senior, who was the king, Balbhadra. And he remained the senior there too, in the monkhood, even though they became monk together. Now their teacher left. Now he became the senior, Balbhadra. And they will ask to him now, all the other, his six friends, childhood friends. Now they are monk. That what we do now, that we will do 2 days fasting, then third day we will eat. He said, okay. They do 2 days fasting and they say, okay, we are going to go back, bring the food. Okay, you can go. They bring the food and they say, let's break the fast. Food is ready. We got it already. He said, oh, I decided to do third one. That you could have told us, we could have do together three. Oh, but you brought the food, you can break your fast. They do fourth day sometime, and he does the same thing. When they bring the food, you break it. I did fifth day. So he was deceiving in good way. He didn't deceive them bad way, but his deceiving is a deceiving. And they always tell, you could have tell us too. They deceived only that much. Whole of their life, they were doing tapasya. They were doing meditation. They were doing lot of good sadhana. But he wanted to be the best one. He wanted to be the, go to the nirvana, moksha, first one. So his idea is Lesha, his intention was very good. His intention was to burn all the karma as quick as possible and reach to the enlightenment and go to the moksha. That was his idea. But is it deceiving to the six childhood friends? Now, after that, they all went to the highest planet, where like luxuries, everything. After, they are born again on the earth, but not the Mahaviden. They born here in Bharat Kshetra. That is called Bharat Kshetra. Bharat Kshetra on this earth. On this earth, when they are born, it was a Mithila city. Mithila is still. It is in, we went there in Nepal, where Sita was born. Mithila Nagari. That time Mithila Nagari, the city of the Mithila, was very prosperous. He was born, Mahabalas, like Balbhadra. He was born, where in the Mithila Nagari, and Kumbh was the name of the king, and Prabhavati was his mother, And the first one who was receiving it, he was born. The Prabhavati see port in kind of dream. The lion, the beautiful ocean, the 14 special dreams. If the somebody gets pregnant and she sees it, and the sage, a special kind of soul is going to be born, and it will give the light to the whole world. She was very happy, and she had a baby named Malli. Malli was a princess, and all these, her childhood friend, they were born into the other dynasty somewhere, and they were born as a male. And after a while, that is the tradition in India, the father gets older, he gives all the responsibility to the son, they become all king, except Malli. Malli princess, she knew already because she was born as a Tirthankar, because her intention was so pure. Her intention was to burn all the karma. Her intention was to get the enlightenment. But in this enlightenment, there was little deceiving to the other childhood friends. That I will be the best one. That's what it is. Little bit this kind of ego changed her gender. She became female. And she became female, and her childhood friend now, who is born as a Tirthankara, special person on the earth, extraordinary person on the earth. Tirthankara means who established all the Tirtha. And establishment, people can learn from it forever. And they are born with three kind of knowledge. Mati, Gyan, Shruti Gyan, and Avadhi Gyan. Let me tell you what is Mati Gyan. Mati Gyan means whatever we heard, we never forget that. If it is complete Mati, Mati Gyan, the knowledge, once we heard it or read it, it is just on you like a photographic memory, everything. Shruti Gyan, whatever you heard, that is called Shruti Gyan. Madhi Gyan, what, you are so intelligent. Whatever you see, whatever you hear, right? Everything goes into it. Whatever you heard, that is Shruti Gyan. Whatever you read, it goes into you. Everything. And you never forget it. Complete. And third Gyan was Avadhi. Avadhi means up to certain extent, 1,000 miles, they see each other like I am seeing you, same way. 100,000 miles, sometimes they can see millions miles away, as it is. No blockages on their way, no walls, no mountain, nothing. So they can see as it is. So she was born with three kind of complete knowledge. And she knew already what is going to happen. She began to grow. They began to grow on the other dynasty. Nobody knows each other except Princess Malli. When she became young, she was amazing, beautiful. Because when somebody does the fasting, karmas get burned. Next life, their body is amazing. That people see it, they become hypnotized by look even. She was so charming, beautiful, gorgeous. Body is so, like, just you look it, just people get hypnotized. And when she became a young, she knew the consequences, what is going to happen. She told her father, Kumbh, name of the father and mother. I want to make a special palace. You are only child. Whatever you want. They make special palace for her. The way she wanted it. And they say special 6 rooms you make it. And 7th room has to be in the middle. They made architect. Because if somebody is born as a Tirthankar, they have a lot of knowledge. She made it. And she made one of her statue. Looks like her totally. Not the wax statue. A special statue of gold. And it looks like same like her. And she has a little cover. She kept only one hole in it. Little cover in it. When she became a young, her beauty spread all over every kingdom. That Malli is the princess who is the most beautiful on this earth. And what she does, she has a little lid. Whatever she eats, one little piece of the food, she dumped in it. It is whole inside, hollow. And she closed the lid again. She keep doing 1 year, 2 years. And all these kings from the other kingdom, her childhood friends, they were together, monks, they were together. They also swear together, everything do together. They become young too. And they heard her beauty. And they are very powerful than Mithila king. So strong. Their kingdom is bigger even that. They send the message, I want Malli, princess, to marry me. Other ones sent to all 6 of them, because maybe whenever they see her picture somewhere, there because of the childhood friend, they live together, they work together, they did everything together. Because of that love, because of that attachment, attracts them even more. And they send the message, this is only for me. Another send, only I want to marry her. All 6. And they find out, he wants. Then they say, well, better take our army there. Otherwise, maybe somebody other king will marry her. All 6, they brought their biggest army there and surrounded by the army the whole Mithila city. And he became so worried, the father, the king. What do I do? They have a big army. I don't have it. I cannot even protect. Princess Malli, she went there to her father. He was very worried, stressed. That father, what you are stressed? Why you are tense? Look at the biggest army we are surrounded by. And we don't have a big army. Then don't worry. I am going to take care of it. You send the message to every king that you are the only one can marry Princess Malli. But be secret, everyone, that only you. And you are invited at night to stay in her palace. Said. He's got the message, everyone got the message. Oh, I was the only one. The way the palace was made, they are a separate room, but in the hall they can see. And their rooms are so far, it's a big palace. So first one came, second one came, they stayed at night. At night there was no light. They say, okay, in the morning she will meet us, right? At night they spent somehow, and in the morning they got ready. As soon as they got ready and they come out the room, there was a window, special window. They see, and they see the Malli there, because the daylight. That night there was no light. And everybody sees it. And they think it is a real, but it was a statue of her. And they got so attracted more and more even that, oh, I am going to marry. She is going to talk to us. And suddenly, when they were all ready, the windows, they have English screen windows. But you cannot go other side. The screens were very solid, kind of. She opened, she, Malli, real princess, came and she took the lid out and she left. And when she took the lid out, you know what happened? Everywhere is so bad smell, because the food what she was putting there every day, one little piece, it got rotten. And there lot of worm inside. It's like a deadly smell all over spread into the palace. Because the window, they have a screen window. All smell went there in everybody's room. And they began to just wanted to go out from that palace. And they were greeted outside. Meet Malli. She was sitting in the garden. That you wanted to marry me, all of you. And you are so afraid of it, so smell. Hey, what is this body? This body is also is covered by the skin. Can you believe if there is no skin? Can you stand with it? You are just brought this big army for this kind of body? Shame on you. They got so much impressed and they began to think, remember what we decided together? Do you remember anything? Go in meditation, then you will remember it. And the more she talks, the more she talks, that we were together, we used to play together, we became a monk together. Remember how much we did it? And I was doing third, you do, I did third fast, I did fourth fast, you break it. The more she talked about the past life, the more something happened to them. And they began to memorize. The past life began to flash back. And they got the past life knowledge. Oh, we were all friends. They say, please forgive us. Forgive us. That now, after 1 year, you go and we will renounce the whole kingdom again. That is your last life. They remember he was our teacher, senior. And she became a Malli. Then 1 year, it is known that she donated to the poor, whatever in the kingdom. And after 1 year donating to the people, everything, give. It is called Varshidan. Varshidan means for 1 year they donate. Because the king have lot of money. They begin, whoever comes in the line, whoever go to bank, she gives to everyone. After that, she time comes and she became among. She renounced the kingdom. And they came to. They all together renounced it. There was no one there because Tirthankar, they don't have a teacher. Tirthankar is the teacher. And that is for your knowledge, that is the only Tirthankar. Is a female. Second is amazing. All Tirthankar, Mahavir, last one, he took 12.5 years to get enlightenment. But as soon as she get the Diksha, means she renounced the kingdom, she got Man Paryaya Gyan. Fourth knowledge is now you can read everybody's mind as it is. What is going on in their mind in the past or future or present, that is called Man Paryaya knowledge. As soon as she renounced it, she got fourth knowledge. And that is the only Tirthankar. After 3 hours, she got enlightened. Malli Bai, they began to call her. Princess Malli became a Malli Bai Tirthankar. But shame on the Jains, they still began to call her Malli Nath, like a male. But she was a female. But they call it Malli Nath. 19th Tirthankar is a Malli Nath. She did so much tapasya, fasting. She burned all the karma. It was just a little bit left. And within 3 hours, she got enlightenment. She is the only Tirthankar. Within 3 hours, got enlightenment. And there were a lot of, after that, her spiritual discourses. First, many princes, they become monk. It is known that she made 28 Gandhar. Gandhar means the leader of the group. 28 groups she divided. Lot of people, thousands of people in her Sangha. At least 40,000 monks. And 55,000 nuns. And she teaches lot of good principles. That is the way. Like if you do the tap mada, she has an ego about their fasting. She became a Tirthankar because she was into it. His intention was very good, to burn all the karma. But little deceiving changed that gender. So it is better. What about if you deceive little too much? You are not born, not even male or female. You were born on the third kind of category. We call them unique. I don't know what is the English word. They are not, they don't have any, they're like male or female organs. They are third kind of people. They are born. We call that, hey, this is maybe something wrong in the body. But no, those are the people who deceived intentionally too much. Intentionally, and they really deceived it. And their intention was bad. So they are born on the third kind of category. So never do the ego about even good stuff, tapamada. This is the biggest blockage. It can do a lot of other things. Tapamada is not a good. And then next one is Gyanmada. If you have a lot of knowledge, don't boast about it. These are the blockages. How many it became? 9. Then 6th one is Anayatan. Anayatan means which is not your place, but you begin to think this is my place. They don't give you any help. But you are clinging with, this is my real help. You maybe hang out with the alcoholic people, and you, that is not your place, but it becomes, you are into it, you get indulged into it. Think about it, whom you make your friend, whom you think they are good people. Maybe seek that kind of company. But there are six anayatan. Anayatan means they are not really yours, but you begin to think them your. First is mithya darshan. Mithya darshan means false vision, false understanding. That is called mithya darshan. That is anayatan. That is not really your place, but you begin to think. You see everything that those people think. Everywhere they are negative, negative, negative. They don't think anything else except negativity. Mithya darshan. False vision, false understanding. Then mithya gyan. Mithya gyan means they have a knowledge but opposite knowledge. They go on the backward. Everywhere they find something false, something everywhere mistake. No matter it is somebody doing right thing, they will find some kind of mistake in them. That is mithya gyan. And then mithya charitra. Their behavior, their habits, their conduct, their character, they are kind of different kind of. And they take them to the lower side instead of upper side. And these are the three. But who follows them? Fourth one is called mithya darshani. Means who is following the false vision, false understanding. That become fourth one. And then fifth one, mithya gyani. They have a knowledge, but all rotten knowledge, all bad knowledge. Maybe always into the, what you call that, they read those kind of novels, which is like they go on the secret journey. What you call those novels? Criminal novels are secret novel. Means they take them different kind of how to kill people, how to do this, right? Is a knowledge, but wrong knowledge. That is mithya gyani they become. They will collect knowledge, but collect all the bad knowledge, right? Secret services, FBI, CIA, they are all collecting all kind of different kind of knowledge. And same thing, mithya charitri, their conduct, who are their bad conduct, bad habit, bad behavior. These are the six anayatan. Anayatan mean they are not really yours. They will take you in the wrong way. So avoid them. These are the six blockages. So, 6 and 8, 14 and 15. Now it is a 15. And 16, right? Mood trayam adas chastro tatha anayatani 8, 6, 14 and mood trayam 3 and 8, 11 and 6, 17. Three kind of ignorant. So it becomes 17 and 8. Whatever I gave you, samyak, the eight kind of special things I gave you, you reverse them. How you reverse them? First I gave you nishank, that you don't doubt, you don't have a, you just follow it wholeheartedly. But when there is a doubt, there is always some kind of blockages in you. But it is opposite. Opposite means they always doubt, no matter what. That is a big blockage. If you will always doubt, even Tirthankara is telling, one guy, he came to me. He said, hey, you think you are enlightened. This is in my hand. There is a bird. Tell me if he has life or not life. How many years it will going to survive? If I will tell him that this bird has life, he is going to kill him right away. This is so little. But if I will tell that, no, this doesn't have a life anymore, his life is over, then he will go into religion. So, what I will tell? I tell, hey, I told him, this poor bird's life is in your hand. Right? It is in your hand. So the people, they always doubt. That is a big blockage. No matter they are good stuff, they still doubt it. And this big blockage, never do it. Second one is akankshta. It was nirakankshta before. Akankshta means they desire everything. And desire never finish. Desiring, always. So that is a big blockage. Desires, never going to be fulfilled. Third one is vichiksta. Whatever you following the path, you always have doubt on the path. And when you have too much doubt, right? That is vichiksta. And you criticize that path. You have doubt, or you are criticizing other paths too. Maybe they are good too. Fourth one is mood drishti. Mood drishti is that mood traya, my God, that there are only three things you can follow. Dev, Guru, Dharma and Shastra, four things. Dev means who is the divine. Divine is who is on the path. Guru, who is a spiritual teacher. Dharma, dharma means the scripture, which is a good scripture, give you good knowledge. Dev, Guru, Dharma and the path. These are the fourth, but they don't follow that. That is a big blockage because they are not familiar with it. Fifth one is guhan. That guhan means like you find mistake in everybody's good qualities. But if you don't have a qualities, you tell that I have this quality, I have this quality, I have this quality. Other people's qualities you put down and you... That is called guhan. That is a big blockage. People have this kind of habit also. And sixth one is asthirikarnam. That somebody is falling down. And you help them to fall them even more. People love it. When somebody loses it, they become so happy. Somebody become like they lost their $1 million. Ah, that is the time. And they become so happy. They want to, they give even more bad advice. Hey, this, they will lose everything. The person who is falling down, they help even more. And they appreciate, they help them to, they're never going to go up again. So that is the sixth one. Seventh one is avatsalta. No love, no compassion, nothing. And they are just bad vibes always. So this is a big blockage. No compassion, no love, no following the any path. That is a big. And eighth one is aprabhavana. Aprabhavana means the good one wise prabhavana. You do the, if you following the path and it helps you a lot, you spread the message all over. But what they do? They, why somebody is spreading this good message on the social media, I suppose, they begin to put that idea down. That is called aprabhavana. Aprabhavana means they are not, they are spreading the message, but bad ways. When they spread the message bad ways, people begin to think about it. They will not follow it. It becomes, this is a big blockage. They know it. This is a good idea, whatever they are spreading, but they write opposite of it. When they write opposite of it, they are putting it down. These are the 25 blockages, and meditation never going to happen. And there are 5 more gatha I have to tell you about the meditation. And tomorrow I am going to explain it. When all these 25 doshas, all blockages are removed from your life, there is no one can stop you to go deep in meditative state. And when meditative state happens deeply, nobody can stop you to achieve the highest state of consciousness, enlightenment, like Mali, princess. There are many examples, like that king, who became totally opposite side, egoistic, and he became again a monk, and he got enlightened same life. So it is the, anything can be positive, anything can take a twist in your life if you avoid all these blockages from your life. And when your life take a turn, they take a turn only positive side, and it will release you from all these bad karmas, negativities, all these blockages, and you don't have any choice left. Choice is meditation. And I am going to explain you tomorrow. And also tomorrow is the last day of the Paryushan. I am going to shed a little more light about it, why they chose this kind of days for the Paryushan, this spiritual celebration. We will find out more information, plus about the remaining part of the dhyana. Dhyana means meditation. Jai Siddhatma.
Thanks, Acharya Shri. We have 2 minutes left on our recording. We will be fasting tomorrow, so if you want to inspire others.
Yeah, tomorrow is the last day. And last day, usually it is the only day is mandatory fasting. That they fast one day only. In Jain system is so easy one, they don't force you to fast too much. But once, one day at least, they say, why I am going to explain tomorrow, why? But they don't even drink water. They do whole day about, they look at themselves, they go deep into meditative state, they forget eating and drinking even water. It is called Chaubihar. And Chaubihar means no eating, no drinking, no medicine, nothing. Totally not to touch anything to your mouth, to go inside your body, nothing. Except breath, you cannot stop, you have to breathe. This, it is at least 36 hours. If somebody can go through, it burns lot of karma. When you do the fasting without water, it burns very quickly your all karma, and it removes your blockages. Remember, tomorrow is the only day. I will suggest, do it if it is possible without water. Jai Siddhartha.
Thank you all again for tuning into Acharya Shree's spiritual lecture today. Please be sure to subscribe to his podcast on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube, as well as follow Acharya Shree on social media via Facebook and Instagram. This way you continue to receive guidance for your spiritual journey. Jai Siddhartha.